were listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, so that's the facts. I can't do anything about it. Sorry. The board is very strange right now. I don't know what. And yes, here you go. See you soon. You're listening to our Comedy Electric, yeah. Time for the longest running improv ballet. My name is John C. Murfeld.
Brennan Corriston as so far.
Yeah. Boss those teeth around. Take them Boss them around.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, man, the cams are really high today.
I think they're all the headphones are in the wrong places.
Yeah. I also, the board, when I first got here, there was like no, the monitors were not on and the cans were like maxo loud. And I cannot adjust the headphone volume from the board.
We should clarify for the listeners that cans is industry talk for headphones.
Yeah, it's a pretty great.
It's not just soup.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
It's not just soup that we can adjust.
Yes, we have a layperson in the studio with us who doesn't know about cans.
Actually, our
clean off the
guest,
streets.
Could you possibly turn down my cans a little bit?
Is it this one?
I think it's that one. Even though I'm all the way across. Yes, thank you so much. That's so much better.
Man, see, that's a great example of bossing those teeth around.
Yeah, just asking somebody a favor.
No. What she did.
Oh.
Just getting stuff done.
Yeah.
That's bossing those teeth around.
You did boss those teeth
around. What you did was request that friend around.
Yeah. And I'll do that now and again.
Yeah. Sure. Soph, how are you?
I'm good.
Sophie
I'm good.
Martin is our, at least one of, she is one of at most three guests that we may have.
At present, one.
Yeah. Currently maximizing that potential one of one. So we all didn't sleep a whole lot.
Yeah.
I imagine.
True.
Yes.
True.
But here we are nonetheless.
And do we want to talk about why we didn't?
I don't know. How much do people care about that? It's not like
we
were all.
You're making it sound a lot worse than it is.
No. I mean, it's just, I don't know. How accessible is it really to, hold on,
what?
Let's get a number
sometimes
on
sometimes three friends have to talk about their dreams all through the night.
I know, but
just
it's
miss out
whoa,
on some zines.
11 listeners. Jeez Louise. I mean, it's not like we were at some kind of like monster rave. You know, whatever you're about
text
to show
from,
me, I will not be able to
my
read.
Mom, it oh. says, you are doing awesome.
I mean,
thanks for listening.
That's nice to say. I feel like
hey, Mom.
It's too soon to tell. Yeah, hello.
She said too soon to tell.
No, well, okay, but
alright, Sophie has bossed those teeth around
objectively,
more than anybody else
that's,
in the room.
Actually, that's a great point. Sophie is epitomizing BTTA. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to talk about why we're tired, that's fine. I just,
nope.
Compared to a monster rave or an electro spank, it's just not very exciting.
Fine, whatever.
But see, now I feel dumb because I had a little story I was going to tell about what happened on my way over here, and it's really boring. Objectively.
I mean, as boring as a monster rave or an electro spank?
No, I mean, much more boring than those.
Oh, wow.
But I'm just worried that you guys are going to judge me if I want to tell this story.
Well, why don't we hear that story, and that'll kind of set a bottom, and then
okay,
our story
sure.
about why we're so tired will be super exciting.
Well, I just think the exciting, I mean, like, it's not like, oh, last night at Majors was so boring. I just think it's less accessible.
Yeah.
That's all.
Fair.
But
I agree.
When is this show been about accessibility? whatever, the other kind. And okay, so I was on my way over here and I was listening to the new pornographer single.
Oh, okay.
I've been playing some of those on the show. You'll hear this one in a few weeks by the time the playlist catches up to what I've put on the playlist. And the song is really good. That's called Whiteout Conditions, but it does a fade out ending, right?
Uh-huh.
Which I don't care for one, because I think it's just a lazy way to end a song. They do a fade out ending, but then once they're at like 20% volume, the song does end. They like
wait, so
it just cut it off?
No. Like they play a final chord. They go bah, you know, like
oh, but
the
final chord is at 20% volume.
They reach the ending of the song after they've already mostly done a fade out.
The new pornographers, what are you doing?
Yeah, right. Am I the only? Okay, I'm glad. I feel very validated. I thought that was bonkers.
That's like, it's like they get lazy, but then they decide to boss the teeth around.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Oh my god, classic TNP. That's what I call the new.
I don't think anyone could has ever called them that.
That's really strange. Do you guys know the song "Let 'Em In" by Wings? You guys heard that song?
No.
It starts out with
a
doorbell.
I haven't even heard that artist.
Which is weird. Wings, Paul McCartney, Wings. Really?
Paul McCartney?
Who is that?
It's the band that's not the Beatles. That Paul
really,
McCartney
that's
was
the band
in.
That's... Oh, okay. I thought you were going to cap it there.
No. But it's a song, so it fades out. It has the fade out, and then it actually comes back at full volume for a final chord, which is really weird.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's another... I know a song that does that as well.
It's probably Letterman by...
No, it's not. I promise. It's... I don't know. It might be a Chumbawamba song, actually. So.
Oh, is that Paul McCartney's third band?
Still don't know who that is. Soph, what's your weirdest song ending that you know?
Well, I don't have a weird song ending, but there's this one song by the band Wolfpack. I don't know if you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Really chill, kind of funky, low beat that 30 seconds to the end just has this, like, wild bass drop. And whoa. I didn't know it was coming the first time I was listening to the song. And
so wait, set the scene. You're just walking in the mall.
No, okay. I was on a plane.
Whoa!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And it was a four-hour flight to Dallas. I was visiting my friend who lives there. And, you know, flying over this, like, big...
country of ours?
Blinky city. No, it was...
You were landing.
Really, I was landing.
Okay.
And the song was going on and on and on. And I was like, it's okay. I like this band. It's fine. This song is so long. And then, I kid you not, like, descending really right over the runway, the second that we touch the ground.
No way.
The beat drops.
Whoa.
And I was like, Dallas, Texas. What have you in store for me? And it was one of the like more kind of super normal magic things that's happened.
Because that's really weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
And then on my plane ride home, of course, I tried to do it again. I did not do it again because how could that happen?
That's fair.
Yeah.
It was cool. Good song.
That's remarkable.
The song is called Rango 2.
Good to know.
Rango 2.
Is that the
2, huh?
Sequel to the Johnny Cash movie about the frog?
It's
or
the
whatever?
Sequel to Rango 1.
Yes. Johnny Depp
Johnny
movie.
Johnny Depp.
Obviously, Johnny Cash did not make an animated movie about a frog.
Sorry, no, his was live action.
Yeah.
I was just in Nashville, Tennessee.
Rango.
And that's
2?
Why my brain was on Johnny Cash.
Wait.
It is Rango, right? That's the Johnny Depp movie?
What? Johnny Depp?
Depp.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You
time.
Said Cash again.
No, I said Depp this time.
I heard Cash again.
Dude, this is the radio. You can listen to it.
Also, so if I is there like an extended version that you might have been listening to? Because the version on this album is only 4 minutes, 11 seconds.
Yeah, that's a long song for me.
It just felt long.
Really?
It also... Find Rango 1. It's possible that it's longer than
that. That's a song where you're thinking, ugh, this is so long.
Okay,
even after 3.5 minutes, which is where it would have been.
Here's the thing. Wolfpack, some other songs have lyrics, some of them don't. This one doesn't, so it felt longer.
Also, they have a few songs that are like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, some of them are super short, and some of them are like meditation exercises, so I don't even know.
What a cool band.
Yeah,
all right, fine,
cool.
Fine. Well, I
Thrill of the Arts is the best album.
I can't find Rango 1, but I'll check it out.
It's kind of old.
Oh, one more weird song ending?
Yeah.
You're looking for them?
Yeah.
So there's a song, Step to My Girl by the Souls of Mischief.
Oh, that one I know.
Do you know that one?
Oh, I know the song.
I think that's...
You've played it, but I can't remember how it ends.
Oh, yeah. So I think the sample is like... I think it's Paco Bell's Canon or something. It's like that classic song thing. And that's what I call it. And... at the end of the song, so the song fades out, and the melody is actually sounds a little bit like almost like a lullaby, but then it has like a hip hop beat on it. But then the song fades out a little bit, and you just hear screaming at the end, and it is so jarring and so upsetting to just hear this at the end of the song. It's really weird.
Like full volume.
Just like somebody screaming like, 3 or 4 times.
Like in the foreground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, they had a message
I don't know
to send.
Why.
Yeah, it's like loss of innocence, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say also.
Well, we beat you to it.
Sorry, I'm smart.
So if you say that's one of like the super normal, I would argue super unnormal, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Things that's happening.
Oh, well, have you ever heard that word before?
Things that's happened to you. It's funny because like that one is just like it's just like
it's
a statistical.
Just yeah,
it's purely timing. But I'm curious about what you either of you, what the other super, super normal, supernatural, whatever you want to call it, things stick out to you.
Oh.
I have one that's definitely not just statistical.
Oh really?
Well,
our team of crack scientists will see about that.
this happened.
That's me.
Around. This happened around 10 years ago, and I still can't figure out what happened.
Oh, wow.
All right.
It's going to be a good one.
Let's figure it out.
It's a little stinky.
Bring. This is Morning Drive Time Radio, folks.
This American Life.
What you thought?
Chapter one. It's a little stinky.
Okay. I'm Mary Glass, Sophie Martin, college student, brunette, engineer.
No.
Well, he would say you are. Because they lie on that program. Yeah.
Ouch.
Tell your story. I'm Mary Glass.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to.
Oh, wait.
Can I settle a dispute with. Okay. Caitlin Cry was trying to convince me that Ira Glass is very wealthy, or at least he must be, because she said basically the premise was that she would marry me if I were rich enough. And I said, if I'm a data scientist, maybe. If I'm a radio producer, definitely not. She goes, oh, some radio producers are rich, probably. And I was like who? And she was like, Ira Glass. And I thought, where would that money be coming from?
He's probably doing okay.
I feel like he's doing okay,
like,
too.
Like, well, okay to well.
What does that mean to you? I mean,
well, I almost feel
depends
like
on where he's living.
That's fair.
I think because he's so much more visible than almost any other radio host.
Yeah.
I would imagine more of his money comes from other stuff than from NPR itself.
Like, right.
Than from his literal This American Life paycheck.
Right. Okay. Well, that could be.
His sponsorship with Interesting Thoughts.
Oh, we'll see.
With long-form storytelling.
All right. Sorry about that, Soph. I just wanted to... Fair enough. I just wanted to resolve that This American Life bit we were doing. All right. 10 years ago. Tell your story.
Take us there.
Okay. It was 2007, I have to imagine.
Good math.
And I'd been out with my family the whole day. I was...
Including your mom?
Including my mom.
Shout
who's
out.
Hopefully still listening.
Yeah.
She knows what story I'm about to tell if she's listening. And...
Maybe she cares.
Like I said, we've been out all day. got home, went upstairs. It was time to take a shower. And
this is still you.
This is still
just
me.
You. Okay.
Still
you
me.
You made it sound like it was your family, like... We've been out all day, we got home,
showering.
Time to take a shower. Yeah.
Well, when I was little, I did think that my mom would give me a bath, and my dad would give my brother a bath, and then my mom would give my dad a bath, and then my dad would give mom a bath.
I mean, that probably happened once or twice.
I hope not.
Sorry. Anyway, fair enough. So you go up.
Anyway, go up. And immediately, you know when you walk up the stairs and it's like a third floor in an attic and it's like really, really hot?
No, yeah. Musty.
Just kind of hits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that except stink. Like really, really bad smell.
Okay.
Like feces. Like
that variety or just that potency? Like, did it literally...
It literally smelled like poop and it was very, very strong.
Ruh-roh.
And we were like, oh God, like what happened? Like...
poop again.
And so the first thing you do when you smell poop like that is try to find it, right? Because it's obviously there.
It's true.
And you need to get rid of it. So we were looking all around. At this point, everyone's upstairs and we're searching. And we had a cat. We still have a cat. And
said hello.
Hey, buddy. we looked everywhere and we couldn't find the source of the stink.
Okay.
We looked for a long time. I'm talking like 10, 15 minutes. And eventually we just kind of gave up. And so...
Much like Paul Ryan gives up on things after 10 or 15 minutes, am I right?
Way to keep it current.
Relevant.
It was on Friday. Okay. Yeah, all right. So you guys totally Ryan'd out.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I just gave up. And so I was like, guess I'll just take my shower. Went to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
You know, started my pre-shower routine, which really just involves taking my clothes off.
Sure.
And then went...
Great way to start, if I may say.
Went to turn on the shower.
Oh, no.
And when I pulled back the curtain...
Oh, no.
There was, like, a rainbow mural of poo splattered. Floor to ceiling.
Oh my god.
360 in the shower.
I'm talking like
someone had a water gun full of poo and just like or someone had one of those spinny things that you put paint on and the things but it was just poo and it just went everywhere.
Wait, okay, what? How? Wait, how long were you guys gone?
The whole day. But only the day. I'm going to say, like, you know, 6 or 7 hours.
Okay. And then this is in 2007, so it's like 8 or 9 hours now.
Sure.
Brandon knows about the economy, so I'm not going to argue with that.
Josh Gondeman has a really funny joke about converting British days to American Canadian days on his album. So I can't take full credit for that one. Wait, so your whole family was out?
Yeah, we were all out.
Left in the morning, came back in the evening, I'm going to say.
Yes.
Okay. And I, this is maybe a personal question, but does everyone in your family poop in the toilet typically?
Typically, yes, except for one time when I was a kid. And
just one time?
Well, particularly memorable time. Okay. I had this, like, toy trumpet from a fair, and my brother pooped on it. And my mom was like, that's too bad. Like, that was a fun trumpet. And I was like, why can't we just wash it?
What do you mean? Oh, my gosh. Wait, that is supernatural.
Right?
That's
right.
Unbelievable.
Can't, like, the only explanation we can possibly think of is that the cat, like, had a situation and, like, but, like, can you picture what that must have looked like in your mind?
Honestly, my brain had the cat, like, propelled around.
Yes, like, front paws on the ground, back paws up in the air, like, spinning.
Exactly.
That's the only thing I can
Some kind of God. Propulsion.
Yeah.
Wow.
This might be another personal question. How high up was the poop in the shower?
Like, 8 feet.
8 feet? How tall was your cat?
Only, you know,
6 or 7
cat height. Yeah. He's a big cat, but not that big.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you think about submitting that to the Catholic Church to be registered as a miracle? So maybe like Saint...
What's the statute of limitations on that? Can I do it now?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I think they're always
they
looking...
seem like a really strict group.
I think they're always looking for...
Let things slide.
I was looking for new ones. Man, so
that's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, I
wow.
Okay. Well, what do we think, gang? Angels in the shower?
I think it's gotta be.
That's the thing, is like, that's really funny because most, you know, things that people think are supernatural, it's like, oh, it's like my dead relative. I saw them in a dream and it was really comforting, or like, you know, some stranger helped me. Like, if we're taking all these things to really be supernatural, then like, there are some supernatural things that are just like, yep, we went down to the Martin's shower and just messed it up.
That's unbelievable.
And when I was, you know, 8 or 9 years old, I was like, well, someone probably came in and did this. It was very rational.
I mean,
but like a person was like pranking us, like smearing poop on the wall.
Somebody pooped on our porch.
See, that's a lot more
like last year.
Oh man!
Like I wasn't there. I think I was in Maine that weekend, and
your porch here?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
On Fairmount Street,
oof.
Somebody came through. I'm not gonna say where on Fairmount Street. True fans will know. Somebody came and pooped on our porch, and I'm pretty sure tracked some inside. That's what I heard after the fact, and it was, part of me wishes I had been there, but part of me is obviously real glad that I wasn't.
Yeah.
But, oh my god.
Oh.
That's another thing where you just think, well, there's some places poop just doesn't go.
Not like that all the time, but...
Controversial opinion, yeah.
That one was less supernatural. It was unnatural, but it was not supernatural.
No, that's the most natural.
Right, right.
Just going when you gotta go.
True, that is the most natural. Poop on a porch. The most natural.
Oh my god.
Dang, alright.
Strange times.
Bren, any genuine encounters with the angel realm?
I feel like there have been, but I there's not anything that I can that like jumps to mind right now. Oh, when I was driving through New Jersey the other day, I intentionally put Bruce Springsteen on the radio, so that was not the radio, it was playing through my iPod. That was something.
Yeah, you can't intentionally put things on the radio unless you're us right here.
Let's go. Bust those teeth around.
Wow. Oh, Sophie just made a biting sound into the microphone. I hope everybody heard that.
Wait, John, what was your sound?
Ouch.
You can bite really loud.
Well, it didn't feel great.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, no.
I hope I can... I'll get the recording of this and I'll see if I can sample that to play when I say bust those teeth around and get some loud bites.
John, have you had any supernatural encounters?
I haven't really. I obviously wouldn't say. I don't know. Yeah, there's stuff like that. My dad's family, we were just talking about this. I was in Iowa with my dad's family last weekend. We have a lot of stories. So my grandma died around 10 and a half years ago. And people in my dad's family have had, like, a lot of visions of her.
Really?
Like, yeah. She's, like, all over the place. You know, there's just a bunch of stories. My dad, here's one that is interesting. My dad, So this is the story of why my dad voted for John McCain. Actually, he didn't set out to. He planned on voting for the other guy, who can remember his name. So my dad was in literal line for the voting booth, and then he got a phone call from an unknown number. And the person on the other line just said, "Hi, is Kathleen there?" And so remember, this is 2008. Kathleen is my dad's mom, died in 2006.
Okay.
And she was like very, you know, Catholic, but also like, just, I mean, for the record, just kind of like old, like Union Democrat style, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were hearty Democrat folks, but she was very Catholic and very pro-life. And my dad read it as like a, hey, your mom would want you to vote for the pro-life guy and not the history-making, obviously better guy.
Whoa.
So he just was very struck by that and voted for McCain like 5 minutes after that. But there's just a bunch of stuff like that that had less of a political consequence. But there are just a lot of... Well, yeah.
What if that was just the RNC strategy going?
Yeah.
Well, what would your grandparents have?
That would be a pretty effed up strategy. Yeah, but there's just all kinds of, you know, just things of that nature where just people saw her or like heard her. Yeah. So, because then, I mean, it's again, like that one is sort of in between for me. It's like there is an explanation for that, but it's quite a improbability that he would get that call at that time asking for that name. And that's what I think happened. It was just an extremely unlikely thing. But my family, obviously, is a little less cold than I am, so they interpret it more in a gentle way.
Believers.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's the thing in my family. It's like, it's always my grandma. It's like, you know, around, so.
Yeah, we had this, like, orchid that we had in the kitchen, and after my grandma passed a couple years ago, it basically, like, died and came back. Which was really eerie. It was like, it was wild, and my whole family was like, whoa.
So it like died, but you kept it there.
So yeah, so I think, or it was like wilting or something like that. And it wasn't just a matter of like, we weren't watering it, we started watering it. I think it was like, it kind of went away and came back again, which was really weird.
Does that happen with orchids? I feel like they just die and then never come back.
That's what I would
They're so hard to take
happen.
Care of.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, orchids are supposed to be... Yeah, it was this really weird thing, and it lasted for, like, a super long time.
Whoa.
Strange times.
Yeah, we picked up a listener. If you out there have any supernatural tales, sorry, you're out of luck. We're on the radio today. that's interesting, though. I'm glad... Glad we broached this.
Yeah, that's a cool topic.
Sorry, I keep checking my phone. I keep thinking that one of our other two expected guest is gonna is gonna say something.
I have a slightly different supernatural story.
Okay.
Perhaps a less serious one.
Your Bruce Springsteen one wasn't very serious either.
I don't know what you mean. So for spring break, I was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Pretty supernatural spring break you had.
Supernatural times. So a few of us went to a ghost tour of Gatlinburg. And just for context a little bit, Gatlinburg is in the Great Smoky Mountains. But it's like, so it's like, they get a ton of visitors there. It's the most visited national park. And that particular town is just like the whole town is a theme park. Like they literally have two different Ripley's Believe It or Not things.
What?
One of them is an aquarium.
What?
And there's like all these movies. There's like a pancake place every three stores. Like, so it's got like, it's like a weird vibe happening. But not like a spooky vibe, just like a look what capitalism did. But, so we get to the Holiday Inn where the ghost tour takes off from. And this woman like ran us through the tour. Well, first we're parked in front of the Holiday Inn where you would park if you were like taking your bags out to check in. And she opens her trunk, and I'm not clear if the Holiday Inn is okay with this happening, but she's parked there. She opens her trunk and she starts handing out ghost hunting equipment, like you do. And so there were these things that would like basically just detect, or there were numbers that would pop up or things that would move from red to green, and then there was this little device that would pop up with different words that you could supposedly like talk to. So those were some of our devices.
Sounds
she
legit.
Also had an iPad for slideshows just to show pictures that other people had taken on the tours of orbs and stuff. So that was the first thing that felt very incongruous. We're like walking around, it's a spooky thing, she tells us about this murder, and then we walk over to the next stop. And we all sit down on some stairs, and she breaks out an iPad, and she starts sliding through slides, as a teacher would, a teacher of ghosts. But the weirdest part was so this was like about an hour and a half in, which was too long, and we got in front of a chapel. It happened to be where Billy Ray Cyrus was married.
Oh no!
Just as a little fun fact, that wasn't the ghost part.
That is a very fun fact.
So we get there, and she's telling us about this like marriage that was supposed to happen, and then it didn't. And the woman was found like hanging, and then the would-be husband was found like murdered in the woods the next day or something like that. So it's this like really crazy thing. And she's like, "And if you want to, you could go ahead and explore the chapel a little bit." Like, a couple times during the tour, she's like, "We're not technically supposed to go in there, but if you go in, I won't say anything." Like, it was that kind of thing.
Oh, God.
I love that attitude.
And so, while people were exploring, there's this guy who had, just gotten off work, and he was, like, smoking a cigarette in front of his car, and then he came up to the woman who was running the tour, and he's like, "I actually work at the Space Needle. Gatlinburg has a Space Needle." It's smaller. He's like, "And I hear these sounds. I hear a little girl screaming from the basement." And the woman goes, "Oh, yeah, I've heard that."
And he said, "I've never thought to investigate that."
Until right now.
She's like, "I've heard that there's some weird stuff going on over there. We've actually been thinking of adding it to the tour." And the guy goes, "Oh, that's a great idea. You guys should do that." And she goes, "Well, I don't know if my boss is into it. He's a little nervous." And the guy goes, "What's the worst that could happen? We say no?" And then they exchange contact information.
Wow.
In the middle of this ghost tour. And so if you're going to be in Gatlinburg, look out for a stop on the Space Needle coming soon.
Yeah, you now know the origin story of the Space Needle stop of the Gatlinburg ghost tour.
Unbelievable. It was just her ability to transition between like these really scary stories and just networking made me so happy.
And it didn't seem posed or like...
No, it was a really organic interaction.
Interesting.
From what I could tell.
Wow. Yeah, because that'd be extra spooky if while you were on the tour, you just heard about a bunch of stuff that's not even on the tour.
That's where my mind went.
That would freak me out.
True. Another thing, so they were talking about the fires in the fall. There was like a huge forest fire that started in the Smokies, I guess.
I guess.
Got through some of the town and stuff.
It was all over NPR.
Oh, boy. And the really weird thing was she started incorporating that into the ghost stories, which I thought was too soon. I don't think... It was really weird. This was like 6 months ago.
Like people who died?
Yeah.
And
she's like, "Yeah, this guy, Reverend Ed, was one of 14 people who died in the fires." And she's like, And I don't know, just these weird things keep happening to me. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I felt really uncomfortable with
he
that.
Has yeah. a family.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, you know, I think sometimes people are over liberal with their use of too soon, or they're overzealous, but
yeah,
that's pretty soon, because it's like, hey, did you hear that? Because no one in town like loves this lady, you know? It's not like everyone's favorite lady is the ghost tour lady, so they're like, God, can you believe Carol is like talking about, you know, our buddy Ed in the tours yeah. already? Yeah, I could see people being pretty peeved.
It's a little insensitive.
It was weird.
It is a little insensitive. Speaking of insensitive, do you guys want to cut to a track quick?
Yeah.
To placate our listeners?
Absolutely.
And we like music too, but, you know. And then we'll come back and we'll see. I don't know, maybe we'll
see who else arrives.
Maybe we'll get on the YouTube game, because I know that Bug's one of our favorite fans. Yeah, all right. I'm going to play a little Caravan Palace. Sorry. We'll be back. This is John C. Murfeld, Sophie Martin, and Brittany Carson on the Electric Hour. Train sound. Okay. see y'all soon. Bye.
Spinning, you feel the rhythm going. Legs ain't got time to lay low. Your knees are bending, so it's time to get up and let go. Hey, how's it going? Can see your body moving. Don't leave the party dying. Keep booty shaking, you know your head has no right to say no. Tonight it's ready, set, go. Baby, can you move around the rhythm so we can get within to the road? Sound is ringing, they don't know what they're missing. Legs ain't got time to lay low. Your knees are bending, so it's time to get up and let go. Hey, brother, listen steady. Put down your brick, you're ready. It's hot when things get messy. Keep booty shaking, you know your head has no right to say no. Tonight it's ready, set, go. Baby, can you move around the rhythm so we can get with and jump around? Get us a rock and roll round. With a down, down, body, body coming with a super hottie. Let's go, go, so hell no. Baby, can you move around the rhythm? Cause you know we're living in the fast lane. Speed up, it ain't no game. Just turn up all the beams when I come upon the scene. We'll be right back.
Hey.
Hello.
That was Lone Digger by Caravan Palace. Welcome back to Our Comedy the Electric. We're here with
teeth around?
Sure. Please.
That's part of it.
Yes. We're here with Sophie Martin.
Hello.
You guys can okay, we have two to choose from.
Okay.
There is repeat listeners will see what we're about to do. There is
also, thank you so much for your generosity.
Yeah. Okay, so Sophie gave us the seed word. You'll see this segment's about to begin. It's going to be great. Sophie gave us the seed word picket fence. I just said fence for the search. And we either have okay. On the Fence fragrance review. So she is stuck. She's two perfumes that have taken her a while to decide whether she likes them or not.
Okay.
I think that seems good, but it's 12 minutes, so we just have to skip around a little bit. But then there's also full review of The Fence Company, All About Fencing in Arizona.
100% that one.
Yeah. Okay. All that right. One. Great.
I don't even know what we're doing, but that one.
Okay.
Oh, well, should we pop open the segment?
Yeah, let's pop this segment right open. It's time for YouTube MeTube. Okay, so did that clear things up?
crystal clear.
This is a segment where we hop into some YouTube films and we talk about
especially reviews. I think it's just ripe because I just want to hear people's opinions on stuff.
And how many views does this video have?
Oh,
that's become part of it.
Yeah. We try to find videos with a few views. So this is a little more legit. This is 184 views.
Okay.
And the channel has 4,300 subscribers.
4,300?
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
426 videos, 4,300 subscribers. So.
Good to subscriber rate.
Oh, wait. Okay, so the description on the search page had, I cannot recommend this company, ... So I thought he was going to say, I cannot recommend this company enough, but I'm seeing the full description. It's just, I cannot recommend this company. This is going to be a negative review.
Oh, just a misplaced ellipse?
Exactly. So, let's get into it. You guys wearing your cans? That's
mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's do it.
So we got a. We'll see. And part of this, we've gotten some flack for this segment because it's a video. But we'll be, we'll be narrating.
And radio is notorious for not having video.
Well, it's more about what they're saying anyway. But we'll narrate. So this guy, he's looks kind of tough. I'd say
menacing.
Yeah, he seems a little menacing. Maybe can everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Here we go. Full review of The Fence Company.
Hey y'all, Cedric here. I'm finally gonna do my review on the company and crew that put in the fence.
So he's like walking around outside.
Prospecting.
With a selfie cam.
Speaking into the camera.
Yeah, this is not.
It's sunny.
Seems like he could have waited until he got home. Yeah, he's kind of squinting. Yeah. Seems like maybe do this in your house, but.
Around the property here.
Oh, he wants to show us.
The company's called All About Fencing. And they're here in Arizona. And the owner is Kevin and Becky Olds. And the contractor or manager or whatever who led the team led the crew that did this work is Mike Edison.
Okay, can we buzz real quick?
All right. Yeah.
No holds barred.
No.
Yeah.
Roasting.
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Yeah, not holding back.
Anonymity is not a presence in this review.
Holy cow. Yeah, he's looking for these people to be tarred and feathered. Man, he looks upset.
All right, so.
I think that might be the sound of this.
I wanted really badly for everything to go smoothly and to get a good deal. On good fence.
The American, the American dream, as we all know.
Good deal on good fence.
You want everything to go smoothly, and you want a good deal on good fence. I mean, is that so much to ask? I don't think so.
Okay, also the way he said that, he sounded like a disappointed henchman who was about to kill somebody. I wanted everything to go smoothly.
I did. I really did.
You made me do this. Wow, yeah. Wow, I love this man.
What I've ended up with has been just a ton of hassles, y'all. It started right off when I asked when I was getting the estimate, the quote from them. I asked, "When can you do the work?" Oh well, we couldn't really start until X amount of time, and I said, "Oh, We really want to get the fence done sooner. So, you know, I'll you know, have to call some other places. And so those two talked really quick, Mike Edison and the person with him. And he says, "Oh, you know, we can push this other job. It's been a nightmare, and we can start yours next week." And I said, "Really? All right, cool." So that turned out to be a lie, just a bold-faced lie. This was where the difficulty started. That next week, just because I needed to make sure that they had called the utility staking company, Blue Stake.
Dog barked off camera.
I called up Blue Stake to make sure that there had been a ticket put in because no utility companies had come out to stake underground utilities.
All right. Man, he's not... Hold on, I want to see if we can get to the...
I'd like to see the fence.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Well, this we got some materials.
Asking
here.
You shall receive.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So we're skipping ahead a little bit because I that doesn't... I mean, all right. I guess that's not an ideal for him, but let's see.
Me. All right, along with the railings and posts. And I'm going to insert a picture right here.
Okay, we got a picture.
It'll be in there.
There it is. Okay. 15 rolls of 50 feet each, 750 feet, that's correct. My actual fence line, including the gates, is 670 feet. Those are just some numbers. That's how much fence we're working
with. He's saying there was more than he needed then.
Okay. I guess,
yes,
yeah.
True.
Oh, wait.
Now that picture showed you there's 15 rolls, 750 feet of fence.
Okay, he's gonna run through it too.
And when I measured this fence off, it's under 690 feet.
Ugh.
Oh.
Okay? That is, to preface this, I saw them loading up a roll of fence when they were done. And I said, no, I'm keeping all the materials. You know, I paid for these. And the guy, Mike Edison, looked me in the eye and told me, no, that's an extra roll that I brought from the shop.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wow.
Man, all right.
Sticky
fingers. He was very upset. Okay, now we're getting to the fence. All right, here, I skipped ahead a little more. This guy's got a nice house.
Close up on his mouth.
By the way, yeah.
Through the wood, and the inside of my shop smells of urine. Other people's urine.
Wait.
Other people's urine? How does he know?
He's like, I eat a lot of beets, so I know.
That's not mine.
Huh, okay.
Right back here.
Seems like you could have led with that.
Also,
they peed
they
in my
ran
shed.
Out of concrete. Okay, skimped. Ran out of concrete, and on some of these holes, they ended up using dirt and sticks and rocks to beef up the concrete because they ran out. And on the last day, they bummed some concrete off of me because one of the fence post foundations had cracked. All right. Now next, I have never, ever, ever seen a chain link fence this chintzy. This rail just bends with me barely putting any weight on it. I can't stand it. I mean, just the whole thing. But we needed to get the fence up. We needed to get the fence up, let the dogs out, have that stress off, you know, keeping the wild pigs out, making sure our dogs are safe, we're safe. Like that.
Yeah, from the wild pigs. All right, what do we think? I mean,
I'm not, well, I know one thing.
Yeah?
All about fencing does not have my business.
Let's see just if there's anything really good in the...
Is this the most effective way for him to to get back at them?
It is now. Them? I mean, now that it's gone international. On this program.
I feel like this is a big boost. I feel like this... I would like for this to be the origin story of Yelp, as somebody's like, this video's too long! Let them type it up.
Yeah, just, again, for the listeners, this is a 12-minute
No, 18.
Video.
18
oh, 18, minutes. Oh, 18.
17, 52.
No wonder. Yeah, I mean, he just keeps... I don't know what he's saying.
We took it, man, because we need the fence, and we'd already laid that money on him. It was gone, you know? There was no getting it back.
That is how buying something works.
Whoa. Normally.
Here we go. More nice little sharp pieces of wire sticking in for my dogs. You see that?
Right. 1,000% nothing has happened or will happen to this man's dogs because of the fence, right? I mean, that's...
It seems
big
like
gap. They're fine.
No trenching. There's no extra. This is not what I would call a good job at all, you guys.
There you have it. This is not what I would call a good job at all.
Wow.
Cannot recommend.
Yeah, wow. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just don't know enough about fencing. I guess it doesn't look that bad from the video.
It looks kind of shiny and new. Like, yeah. It looks okay.
It looks fine, I think. But, you know.
It has the shape of a fence.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a kid, though. What do I know, really?
Life
about?
Is a nightmare.
What?
You know the song, I'm Just a Kid and Life is a Nightmare?
No.
Oh, it's a song.
Okay. Do you have two water bottles?
Yeah, one has coffee in it.
Ah, right.
Well, because it's a thermos thing.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, well, the listeners don't know.
Sure.
People are just throwing some hot cough in a Poland Spring.
Yeah, well, look, Mike L., listen, if you're out there, yikes, man. This is not what I would call a good job at all. That's what...
Craig's takeaway.
This fellow.
I would call this bad publicity.
Yeah.
There's no way this is in any way good.
Bad and getting worse. Now that
but here's my other... Here's my other thought. So here's a guy who's uploaded 430 videos.
Are they all reviews?
Well, I'm going to see, because it just is weird that, like, he would also... Oh, God. That he would... Okay, he's doing, like, a workout. He has something called the Zombie Fighter Workout.
Well, that sounds kind of...
Get your post-apocalyptic fitness before the apocalypse gets here. Wait...
What does that say? With 60% less what?
60% less yickety yak. He doesn't talk so much. Wait a minute. What? The channel's called Primal Punch, by the way.
Oh, so is this like a total exercise thing?
Yeah. Okay. Huh. Steel benders help a workout. Tutorials on steel bending. Okay.
Well, no wonder the fence was breaking. Steel he's so strong.
Steel benders help. What the heck? Custom pair of fighting sticks. Driving nails with the flexible. What the heck? Some striking techniques. Dude, this guy is like a fighting and weapons specialist.
Whoa.
And the video you found was about...
Was about a fence. Holy cow.
We might need to bring him back for a future segment.
I attempt to caddyshack some gophers is the name of the video. Hold on. Somehow this one is only half as long as the fence video.
Caddyshack should not be used as a verb ever.
Especially not
holy
on
cow.
Gophers.
He literally sets up the camera.
Oh my god.
And then you just see him going around.
Oh no.
Like just going around his yard. The camera is still. He is just walking around. Trying to caddyshack gophers.
Oh my god.
Look at this junk. Oh my lord. This man is just some dude in Arizona living an insane lifestyle.
I wonder if he's married.
Oh yeah. My god.
Good cue.
31 kilogram baby inch dumbbell from my friend John. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, these are all like workouts. Okay, this is a pic of him shirtless, you see.
Oh, okay.
It's quite a lot to work with there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, hold on. Hey, Sophie, can you read a PSA? We should probably
yes.
get that because we got to head out soon. But I mean, if you want to check out a really ripping raw YouTube channel. this one, 360 views. How to effectively use your stun gun against an attacker. I mean, that's...
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's got all these zombie fighter workouts. Is that what... I mean, that's why he's so upset about the fence. Good lord.
Yeah, the wild pig, sure, but what about the zombies?
Dang, dude. I mean, this is...
Wow.
This is insane.
Wow.
Steel grip, bending steel. This one is, I managed to bench press 260 pounds and extra workout tips. Just can't organize themselves. All right. So, Lay it on us. What's the public service announcement?
Food, not bombs, PSA.
Uh-oh.
Seems self-explanatory. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that the food is right. Nope, is a right and not a privilege. This food is right.
Food is right.
For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford. Tuss Freeform Radio.
All right. There you go. Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah. I'd rather food.
Me too.
Yeah.
Then bombs.
Yeah, for real. Brent, you're looking at the clock. You seem antsy.
No, I was just taking off my headphones because they sounded a little bit tinny, but I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it might have been sounding tinny as well. All right, well, that pretty much brings us to the end of the ep. I think we really hit on some truth today.
Mm-hmm. Covered some good ground.
Yeah. Anybody have anything coming up that they're excited to mention or advertise or, dare I say it, plug?
Oh, you said it.
Yeah.
The Stand Up Comedy Collective has our second to last open mic of the year. That's Thursday at 8:30 p.m. in Hotung Dining Center.
And just to clarify, Brennan, even though it's the Stand Up Comedy Collective hosting, does that mean I have to be a stand-up comedian to perform?
John, great question. Sure doesn't. You can be a performer of any kind, and we welcome you to come through and give us 3 to 5 minutes of a great performance.
Well, that sounds awesome. Soph, anything coming up?
No. not for me, no.
There's a TFL show next week.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I can't even be there. But you should.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer. I can't be there either. Where are you going to be?
I have a gospel choir concert.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Institute show this Friday. The Institute is closed and totally fine.
I like the name.
Thank you, Caitlin Cry. Courtesy of her. It's our last regular show of the year. It's seriously looking like really, really good. We have a bunch of dope stuff. So we're going to pass things off to Jane. I'm going to play a very short song. So Jane, get ready. This is Little They Might Be Giants. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us on this breezy, balmy, beautiful, perfect day. Goodbye now. This is the Electric Hour.
I got rid of my jackets and coats. I threw out all of my pants. I got sick of my stinking clothes. I had to get rid of them. I'm not yet considering replacing them. I'm only glad to be rid of them. And rest a while, rest a while. I lay out in the sun too long and burned off all of my skin. I felt so dizzy I got into the car and got into an accident. Out of the burning wreckage I fell.